You're listening to DraftKings Network.
Now's a good time to remember where the story of tequila started. In 1795, the first tequila distillery was opened by the Cuervo family. And 229 years later, Cuervo is still going strong. Family-owned from the start, same family, same land. Now's a good time to enjoy Cuervo, the tequila that invented tequila. Go to Cuervo.com to shop tequila or visit a store near you. Cuervo, now's a good time.
Trademarks owned by Becle, SAB, the CV. Copyright 2024, Proximo. Jersey City, New Jersey. Please drink responsibly.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Welcome to the Big Suey, presented by DraftKings.
Why are you listening to this show?
The podcast that seems very similar to the other Dan Le Batard podcast.
I'm sorry, I'm not going to apologize for that.
In fact, the only difference seems to be this imaging.
I have been tempted in restaurants just walking past tables to grab somebody's fries that if they're just there. That hasn't happened to you guys?
I've done it.
And now, here's the marching man to nowhere, Fat Face, and the habitual liar.
Chris Cody, I'm going to need a little bit of help in here.
What's up?
This spaceship of ours is taking quite the battering, okay? Amin and Mike Ryan have just flown in from, respectively, Crazy Town, Vegas, and less Crazy Town, but NBA epicenter, Denver, and now the party comes here. The party's here. The sports party is across the street. It is in Sunrise. The whole... the big sports are coming to Miami now, and we are the hosts, and Amin and Mike are already in the hungover phase. Roy was missing days of work, getting hungover during the hockey playoffs. We're all headed into the party.
Amin and Mike are going to be fine. They get a day off today, a day to rest, a night to rest, and they'll be back fresh, ready to go tomorrow to party.
We have a spaceship?
They're not the ones I'm worried about. The one I'm worried about is... this old dinosaur.
Oh.
He is disoriented. We've had to tell him three times, say, Greg, you're doing the show. Put your headphones on. Grab the microphone. You're here now, because he's in his columns. And I'm alleging that the last 3 weeks, beerless weeks of Greg Cody's life, intoxicated only on sports, alcohol, and writing every night, your father, Chris Cody, has slipped quietly in front of us into... into delirium.
Really?
Into total delirium. Doesn't know where he is sometimes because he's working too much.
Listen, why do I need to put the microphone in front of me and the headphones on before airtime? You know, I'm a professional broadcaster. I know that when the countdown begins to live on air, that's when I do my thing. You know, when the countdown is at 5, yeah. I put my headphones on. Mm-hmm. I appreciate your reminder. Unnecessary. Okay.
Except we often start with them not being on your head.
Wait, just don't remind them the rest of the show, okay?
Like I have to do it often. If I don't remind you, you will not hear us. You will not hear the other room. You will get confused and disoriented.
Right. The sound should come into this room irregardless of... I hate the word irregardless. Yeah. I can't believe I just said that. Mm. Regardless of the microphone situation. I mean, the headphone situation.
Should be piping in.
Yeah. Pipe it in.
Yeah.
Right.
Now, you're Greg, right. You know I love you like my friend's father, yeah. But I've Thank been you, told Billy. That you are slightly off the mark where you're supposed to be. There's a blue dot in front of you, and you're about 2 feet off. So they'd ask you if you could kind of move over because they can't. Oh, yeah. Don't move the table because now everyone's off. Yeah.
Now my
just,
dot's
yeah,
off.
No, just drag the table to where you're sitting. Don't move to the dot. Just drag
well,
the dot
in Greg's
to you.
Defense, I mean, these cameras move. They can just move the camera to Greg. I don't want to attack the video team, but you know.
I was in a better spot before. You know, this is a better spot because I can see everybody.
Right.
Over here, I got to do the swivel thing to see everybody.
Just take the blue dot sticker and just move it.
Yeah, move it.
Can I do that?
Rather than move the table,
Yeah, go for it.
Well, they're saying please don't.
Please don't
they claim
do
that the,
don't
that,
actually do it.
They're getting very defensive. They say the lights are in certain spots and now, oh no.
He picked it up.
Oh no.
What happened?
Because the studio is so well lit.
You're fine. Don't worry.
We're good.
Yeah.
It's all good. Rumors of my demise have been exaggerated. I am full of pep.
You look great, by the way. I'd just like to say, I don't know if it's the weeks of not drinking, but you look slimmer, less of a gut there.
Thank
you. Not that you had one before. You looked great before, but now you look even greater.
Well, we appreciate that, Billy.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you very much. We're going to get through it.
I'm being told now we lost total video because you moved that sticker.
Oh, no.
What are you talking about? It's a piece of tape. It's painter's
All right,
tape.
If I may, just to explain this to everyone, to the audience, to the video team, to Greg Cody, who I'm telling you have slipped into delirium.
Slipping it.
He looked great, though.
Slipping into darkness.
He honestly, I don't want to throw stones. He looks like he's throwing a few more on.
Oh, yeah.
Come on. Yeah. Who are you to say that?
I know. I just said I threw on the front
I'm
end.
Not going to accuse him of weight gain. What I am going to accuse him of is delirium. He is working too hard, doesn't know where he is, thinks he has just killed it, takes a mighty swig, is sitting in the wrong place because he can't be controlled.
I know where we are. We're at the Clevelander. That kind of thing. I love that sound. Is that a bassoon? What is that sound?
Huh. It's a tuba.
Is it a tuba?
I believe it's a tuba.
Are you sure?
Yes.
I would be very interested to find out.
Really?
Let's get a musicologist on.
But why do you...
Roy, I don't doubt you. It could be a tuba.
Right.
But I would love to know for
sounds
sure.
Sounds like you're doubting him.
Yeah.
Well, I go with bassoon.
But that sound means you've done your job poorly.
Well, it...
No.
Well, not the bassoonist. They did a great job. Woodwinds, huh?
I think it's a bassoon.
I love woodwinds.
Yep. Who do we know that's... Who's the music version of Ron McGill that we could have on?
I think it's a buffoon.
To hear that sound and to ID it.
Kenny G's friends with us. Did you see that Kenny G is renting his home to Jeff Bezos, allegedly, for $600,000 a month?
Amin, I heard that, and I think I was the butt of that joke.
That was Billy.
No, prior to that, I'm going in chronological buffoon, order
yeah,
here.
Right.
Yes. Mm. Keep up, Dan.
He thinks you're off your game.
I mean, I do want to get some expertise from you on a couple of the following things. The Nuggets were 29-0 when leading by 5 points or more headed into the fourth quarter at home. And then that happened to them last night. Does it mean, or 2 nights ago, does it mean anything?
Well, I think it's important to note that Coach Malone expressed fear of the Heat defense, of the zone defense, to the point of him not calling a timeout at that end of the game. I think Miami has shown throughout these playoffs the ability to come back from big deficits in second halves over and over and over again. I saw the stats somewhere. I don't have it in front of me, but they're, 7-6 when they're down 15 in the second half, and the rest of the entire playoffs is like 6-57 or something along those lines. So, I mean, I think there are some takeaways there, but again, as I said earlier in the series, this ain't Joe Mazzulla. This dude is going to make adjustments, and they're going to come out with the proper approach in Game 3.
That leads me to another place I wanted to ask you because I couldn't believe it. I thought I was getting butt cracked. Danny Ainge telling the Boston Globe that Mazzulla is a better coach. Everyone in the organization in Boston thinks it than Ime Udoka. I was surprised that he was willing to be quoted that way. What am I missing in terms of entanglements or agenda that makes him say that?
Where does Danny work? Not with the Celtics. That's all you need to know.
You think he's just doing that so to put pressure so that Boston feels like they have to keep Mazzulla around?
Yes. Yes. Because remember, this is a part of a story I don't think has ever been explored properly. Danny was run out of there. Like, that wasn't like, they kind of framed it at the time, like, well, I think it's this thing is over. But barely a year later, he's the president of basketball ops of a different organization. Danny Ainge is one of the most successful front office guys in the modern NBA tenure, right, in terms of building winners and building consistent competitive teams, right? And he was kind of shoved out the door. And Brad Stevens took his place, and they went and they hired Ime Udoka, who obviously went to the finals in his sole year there. And then now he's been replaced by someone who I think 100% of NBA people would say is not Ime Udoka in terms of coaching. Might be not Ime Udoka in terms of the other things as well. But the part that matters, the part that Danny Ainge is talking about, I don't think anyone would say that Joe Mazzulla is a better coach than Ime Udoka at this stage. Now, obviously, there's growth that happens.
No, but he's saying the opposite. He's saying everyone there would think that. Like, it's just a bold-faced bleep-off Boston lie.
No, no. He's saying that because he wants to put them in a position. That, oh, that's the horse you guys bet on? All right, stick with it.
Let me ask you another question here. And, Mike, help me with some – I'm hesitant to do this, but I want Greg Cody's thoughts talking around some of this stuff as well. Skip Bayless made public, okay, you've for a while now, you've been saying that Jimmy Butler is under strain. You haven't said it on air, but Skip Bayless has now said publicly, and this is a bit of a journalistic breach, and I have to talk around it. He just put something out there that he shouldn't have put out there about just Jimmy Butler's personal life. And now it is out there, and some journalists are being like, this is irresponsible. This is reckless to do that.
It is.
So how do I talk about
you
this?
You just put it on Skip Bayless, and you talk about how reckless it is. Yeah. I mean, it's something that Jimmy has been dealing with. It. People in the market have known this for some time. It's been going on for a bit now, and it's just everybody's respected his privacy. And I was really surprised that, number one, Skip Bayless had the sources to know what was going on, because it's deeply personal, and number two, that he went to air with it.
Skip Bayless isn't.
How could you be surprised he went to air with it, though? It's Skip Bayless.
I mean nobody else has.
Because you look around.
No one else has Skip.
Because if you hear that news, it doesn't take a genius to realize, well, why isn't this out there? Oh, because people are respecting
personal
matters.
But this is when Westbrook gets to, you know, when Westbrook and his family are fighting with Skip Bayless about stuff, and we wonder about these guys as entertainers, he's going to choose a partner now for the next incarnation of whatever that show is going to be. I saw that LaShawn McCoy or Stugatz are in the running, high up in the running.
Shady.
But this is...
Which one?
This...
Me a little more should, than him.
They actually should go, both of them. McCoy and Stugatz, shady and shady against the shadiest.
Look, what's the last news that Skip Bayless broke? It's probably when he was still a writer, right? Like, this is not even his space. Why would he feel compelled to do that?
It was odd. The whole thing was odd. My mouth was kind of like hanging open. Number one, that he knew, and number two, that he went with it. That's not something that you see.
Who's talking to Skip Bayless?
Right?
Who out here is out here talking to Skip Bayless like that?
I mean, him knowing is one thing. Maybe I should be surprised by that. Him using it on the air and unveiling it to the world, we should not be surprised. And I'm not saying he's Skip, no one else is Skip, like he's great. That's what Skip does. I mean,
but it's not breaches, Stugatz. It's like not in the there's one kind of thing he does, which is, you know, for entertainment. Not privacy breaches. What do you mean? That's what he does. That's not. He doesn't do the slimiest things. It's takes. It's not that.
Dan, if there was a media member who would have released that information, and I gave you one guess, who are you guessing?
I wouldn't have guessed him.
I would have guessed Greg Cody.
There you go. You know what?
There you go.
I didn't want to betray JB by reporting it. In all seriousness, it's a disservice to journalism to invade someone's privacy like that. Jimmy Butler deserves to deal with personal issues personally and privately. And to put that out there in the middle of the finals to try to explain why he's had a couple of off shooting games in a row is irresponsible to me.
This is a new and unimproved Dan Le Batard show with the Stugatz. Gamble on by DraftKings.
Score major comfort with the new Hanes Originals Super Soft Styles. Imagine this. Fabric's so soft, it feels like you're practically wearing nothing. Now that's next level softness. Whether you're storming the court, conquering the workday, or just chilling on the couch, Hanes Original Super Soft Styles have you covered, literally, in soft, cooling comfort. And let's not forget the style. These sleek designs and colors won't just keep you feeling great, they'll have you looking like a champion. So ditch the discomfort and upgrade your game with the new Hanes Original Super Soft Styles. They're soft, they're cooling, they're everything. Try Hanes' softest fabric ever at hanes.com/originals. Use discount code DANLB20.
Dan Lebatard.
Dan is getting to his microphone real quick. Sorry about that.
Thank you, Stugatz. I appreciate it. My apologies. I had to run out for a moment.
Stugatz.
Did you eat something?
I did. Yeah. I grabbed some turkey. Yeah. You can hear it in my mouth.
Yeah, you made it seem like you were doing something urgent and said you were just suffering.
I was doing something urgent. Yeah. I went upstairs and grabbed some turkey, and then I ran back down here. I'm sorry that I'm late. It's very unprofessional.
Why do you have an entire turkey leg in your pocket?
I do. I walk around here like it's Disney World with one giant piece of turkey at all times.
This is the Dan Lebatard Show with the Stugatz.
We've got breaking news here that is fairly substantive. The PGA Tour has agreed to merge with LIV Golf, Saudi-backed LIV Golf, so it didn't take long for the money to get whitewashed and bloodwashed and become credible. We'll get to that story perhaps with our animal expert, Ron McGill. Talk a little Saudi Arabia. Talk a little bit of dirty money and bone saws and blood money with Ron McGill. But I do want, as we often do every week, to remind everybody that Ron McGill's endowment has it's substantive. That's right, Chris Cody. It has no bureaucracy. It is just you're basically giving money to a kind man who we believe will not steal it, and he dispenses it without charities getting involved and without awful people getting involved to just care for animals.
He did get a new car recently.
That's true. I did see that.
You know what? Nice
it's
car.
A giant Cadillac. It's everyone seen
it. That's the first new car I have bought for myself in over 10 years.
Well, we've been getting a lot of money lately.
It's an electric car because I wanted to get out of having a gas car, so I got an electric car to help reduce my carbon footprint.
Those aren't cheap.
Yeah. Just pointing it out. Don't be so defensive.
I'm not going to say it was cheap, but I saved all my money for it. I did not do anything.
And Morgan and Australia's money and everybody's, yeah.
For the record, I believe Ron to be a kind and decent man, and I don't believe that he would steal your charitable funds and spend it on Cadillacs. He has been talking about having a Cadillac since he was in his 20s and saving since he was in his 20s, but he has been pretty showboaty about showing off that Cadillac on Instagram, and it does look suspicious, like our listeners are funding your Cadillac.
Personalized Cesta Cyclones license plate on it.
First of all, I made one post on Instagram about that car because people wanted to. It was one of the first ones made, and people wanted to see what it looked like because I wanted an all black car. Okay, so that's the only post I made on Instagram. Second of all, the endowment, I have no access to that money. That money has to be approved through a committee before it can be sent out. They make sure that I'm not buying myself a Cadillac. That money can only be sent out to approved not-for-profit conservation people working directly in the field.
I'm sure the person whose endowment it's named after has all sorts of red tape.
No. Guys, we're not going to do this. Ron, I fully support your ambitions and your dreams to buy the car that you've always wanted and to buy the electric version, which is very responsible of you. Yeah. Also,
thank you.
Also, Ron, Thursday, we're trying to get this little get-together going here at the Elser on the pool deck. A lot of luminaries, a lot of NBA elites. I would love for you to be there as well. Dan, that's all right, if I invite Ron? I know Ron's not quite in the basketball world, but I feel like he's close enough. Yeah.
He played hoops.
Yeah.
Real hoopers now.
Sponsored by the zoo, maybe.
Whatever it takes for me to be there, I will be there if Sir Dan says so.
Good. Roll up in your new caddy.
Oh, Jesus, Greg. Even you're going to get on that bandwagon?
No, listen, you'd been on a waiting list for that car, right? For years.
For a year and a half.
Yeah, that's pretty impressive.
Got valet down here too, Ron. I don't know if you know that, so we'll take care of you. All expenses taken care of.
On the Lebatard Show, I don't have to pay for the valet. When I go to the studio, I say I'm here with the Lebatard Show. Yes, sir, and they just stay, and they don't take any money or anything.
A reminder to give substantively to his substantive endowment, even though he is buying fancy cars.
Oh, Jesus, Dan.
I mean, it is suspicious. Like, it is all of a sudden you can afford a Cadillac.
Yeah, you need a vacation home. What's next?
A meager zookeeper, a meager zoo man all of a sudden has a flashy car when I'm telling our listeners have given you $1 million. I'm assuming you're helping the cheetahs.
First new car I have bought for myself in over 10 years.
Right.
Actually, it's the first brand new car that I bought for myself in over 20 years, because every car I bought before then was used.
Good for you.
Why are you wowing, Roy?
He's saving his money.
Yeah. He was saving his money for this car, allegedly, but now it just looks like he's spending company funds, not helping.
The timing is suspicious.
All right, yeah. Prove you've given to the care of animals recently. Prove it.
Okay, I just sent $5,000 to help kiwi conservation in New Zealand.
Wow. After that scandal you stepped in that we didn't have time for last week?
Well, I did step in, yes, after the scandal. And this is the first time I've ever said anything publicly about it, but it's the last check that I sent out to help in conservation. Before that, I sent out a check to Brazil to help for radio collars for jaguar conservation in Brazil. Prior to that, I sent out another check for radio collar conservation for giant anteaters that are being hit by cars in Brazil. I can go on and on, guys, but I try to do the best that I can with that money that goes directly to wildlife conservation, and it has nothing to do with buying a car for me.
Classic PR stunt. I mean, seriously.
You got leather
and
interior.
Why do jaguars need radio? I mean, what's going on?
Poor anteaters.
Yeah.
Send them podcast callers around.
I thought he got a Cadillac.
I didn't know the mind could get as narrow.
It can.
I think that people do need to know more, Ron, about what we're doing to environments. And we were talking yesterday before you came on with us about these orcas in Spain, the killer whales.
Yes, the vindictive orcas. People who say animals don't have emotions. Listen to those orcas. They're pissed off.
Okay. Well, this is what happened. They are attacking boats, right? And this is, you've told us for a while now, no, they don't do that. Yes, they're killer whales, but they kill great white sharks and you shouldn't.
Wait. I said that they don't come and attack humans, generally speaking. However, if they had been attacked, these are intelligent animals. Obviously, they've been hit by boats. They've had some kind of negative encounter with humans and boats. You know what? They're going to let the people know that they don't like that. Okay, it's the same thing with elephants in Africa. You go to places where elephants have been killed, where they have been poached, they will come after people. They will actively seek out to take people out because people represent a threat to them. You go to places in national parks where there's no danger to the elephants, they have not been poached, and they will sit by and they'll graze and they'll do their life-to-life, day-to-day things and let you observe them and photograph them. But you go into one of these areas where they're not protected and they're being poached, yes, they're smart enough to know humans are bad, they've killed us in the past, I'm not going to let them kill us in the future. So this is the same thing that's happening with these orcas. This is just my personal opinion, but the bottom line is this. These are one of the most intelligent animals in the world. I talk about it all the time, about cetaceans, dolphins, whales, porpoises. These are animals incredibly intelligent, and for you to hurt them, to present a threat to them, they're going to protect themselves. I salute the damn whales.
Ron, we had on yesterday two guests who shortly were inside of a whale. A whale came up and kind of ate them when they were kayaking, and then they were able to get away from a couple years ago. What animal do you think, if a human had the right supplies, they could live the longest inside of?
That's a great question.
Right supplies?
The question is this, okay? It's as long as you could hold your breath. That would be the longest. Because once you get inside an animal, you wouldn't be able to breathe. So that would be a stretch, because I think once you get inside an animal, the digestive juices would burn your body and acid away like a horror film.
Now, Pinocchio did it.
Yeah, okay. Yeah, Pinocchio lived there. Pinocchio was made out of wood.
I mean, there's no need for your rage.
Just and, ask. I'm trying to learn about the
ever
animals.
Ever since you got all this money, it's just all cattle.
It's gotten to his head.
Jesus.
It's cattle.
Why do I
rage.
Check myself to this? Those are good images of the whale. Yeah, that's the whale coming up and feeding. Obviously took those guys into its mouth by mistake, realized it, and spit them out. Again, no malice intended there.
But we had on the two women that happened to, Ron, and so you're describing, I've been wondering for a long time, what would it be like if a humpback whale, in that case, accidentally, you ended up a little deeper in the humpback whale? What it would just be slow death?
Baby!
It
would probably be a relatively fast death, Dan, I think, once you got into the digestive tract. It's different than just being in the mouth of the whale and then being spit out, as opposed to being swallowed. Once you're being swallowed, digestive juices have a very, very damaging effect, for lack of a better term.
What if I had a knife?
Could you cut your way out of a whale?
Could you get out through the blowhole?
In your experience, best animal to be in the mouth of?
In my experience, I've never been in the mouth of an animal except for my pet dog when he gently kind of mouthed my hand or something like that out of affection.
All right, jeez. Come on.
Yuck.
But other than that, no, I don't, you know... I would have to, if I was going to pick an animal to be in the mouth of to be spit out to survive.
Come on,
it's got to be. It's got to be one of the you know the cetaceans that are that feed has a strainer. You feed on plankton and things like that because it's a big enough mouth where it doesn't have any teeth. It wouldn't puncture you very badly. It could probably break a couple of bones, but you'd be spit out. You wouldn't be really horrifically damaged like a carnivore or an animal that has large teeth that could, you know, with a bite really inflict some serious wounds. A big whale is big enough where you can go into the mouth and, you know, be spit out without having any real teeth. Assuming that this is a filter feeding whale.
What about being swallowed?
What about what?
Come on,
being
man.
Swallowed.
Get out of here. 2 minutes.
No, being swallowed.
Two minutes for lack of subtlety.
Guys,
2 minutes. 2 minutes.
The very best case scenario is you're gonna smother. You're gonna suffocate. That's the very best. Okay?
2 minutes.
But it's probably gonna happen a lot faster.
Trust me, Ron. I'm the one that does the suffocation.
Is there a way to punch your way out of a whale if you get like eaten?
5 minutes.
Five minutes, major. 10 minutes.
Misconduct. Get out of here, misconduct.
Say hello to Kachuk for me.
I mean, honestly,
all he did was hit the stick.
Jesus.
Like grab the whale's tongue or something and force your way out if you do get like eaten, not swallowed or consumed.
Billy, in all fairness to you, if I got into the mouth of a whale, yeah, I'd punch, I'd kick, I'd do whatever I can. I have the ability to do it. I could do it. No, you little. Okay, first of all, we're assuming, Chris, that you're going to have a knife in your hand when you get swallowed
by
the knife.
That's correct.
But if I did,
a spork. Always assume that he's got an eating utensil in his hand. Yes, a spork. And now he is.
And then all of us together.
That's the key. Yeah.
Chris has been called the spork of the show.
That is the key. Yes, the key would be to continue to hit the whale with the spork, the spork in your hand while making a sound so that it would be horrified and spit you out because it then knew it had met its match, the vengeant whale. Ron, thank you. Enjoy the Cadillac. I'm more suspicious of you than I've ever been.
Let me know if I'm indeed invited on Thursday night. Thank you.
No, that's not a thing. Amin is planning and promising a party. Has he tried to lure in Greg Cody yet to the party that he wants to have for Metal Arc Media types here?
I'm working that night. I got a job.
You haven't given us any expertise on any of the teams or anything that's happening in South Florida.
That's because every time you come to me, the hard network out is happening, and I'm not going to fall for that continuously. But what about that blowhole thing, Ron? How do I ejaculate through the blowhole?
The blowhole, you'd have to get into the lung of the animal. You wouldn't, unless it swallowed you.
Enough. Okay.
Don Le Batard.
The strangest place your son has made whoopee.
Like I'm supposed to know that? I made whoopee.
Picture it.
Stugatz.
There was a time, I think Christopher was in high school, and there was a time when I saw something I wasn't supposed to see, which was Christopher on the side of the house appearing to be...
Whoa. What are you talking about right now?
This is going great. No, it was Christopher and a girl, and you know, she must have been bending over to tie her shoe or something because
Good God.
The correct answer is in his father's garage.
So you're close.
You desecrated my garage? The hell happened?
Twice.
What?
This is the Don Le Batard Show with the Stugatz.
These are important times in the world. A lot of divisions, a lot of people being bought by oil money and beyond, and I need to address it, but we've got a party in town, and it's getting in the way. The perpetual grifts that surround me, which now, I mean, I'm getting appalled as I learn more and more that on our very streams here, you've been promising people on our channels a giant media party that you're now grifting by actively flying back and forth between finals games and promising parties that no one has authorized.
All right, Dan. Okay, I'll loosen up. It's not a media party. Ron McGill can come. Greg Cody can come. Like, you know, other people who aren't. All right, well, Greg is media. I'm sorry.
Yeah. Okay,
that's a fine.
You tend to forget every now and then.
He'll be at sunrise, unfortunately.
Yeah. Or fortunately.
Fortunately.
Looking forward to it.
Well, it seems like a rager from what's been promised.
That's true. I'll be there after the game. How long does it run, I mean?
We'll keep it open for you, Greg.
Hello.
Roy, please help me, though, because we have, at Meadowlark Media, an assortment of new employees who are also good at embarrassing me. And I'd like some information, please. John Reed. I mean, this. John Reed. I'm going to call this person out by name because some of the video failures we've had around here is because John Reed, this judgment needs to be better on behalf of Meadowlark. You cannot get kicked out of the press box because you're wearing a Panthers jersey. As a media member.
Oh, proud of you, John.
Way to go, Johnny.
If I had known he was going to do that, I would have told him, hey, man, be a little bit more professional. If you can't go in the press box during the game wearing a Panthers jersey, they would throw you out. And they threw him out.
It's a little late now, right?
It's a little late because I didn't know he was going to do that. I would have warned him. Be a little bit more professional. You're an unbiased member of the media.
But Roy, you couldn't be more clearly rooting for the. What's the difference?
The difference is everyone, I'm not wearing the team's jersey in the press box.
But everyone knows you want them to win. Like, what the? You might as well be wearing a jersey.
You've never worn a team's jersey in the press box?
No.
Underneath your shirt?
You've never worn a Bellamy Panthers jersey in the press box?
Roy?
No.
Roy?
No.
No, he has not. I'm a witness. I see him every game.
That you attend, which is maybe three.
Well, no.
Which is the home opener and then the playoffs.
That's right. I didn't say how many, but every game I'm there, I see Roy Bellamy. Roy Bellamy, by the way, should be on the media Hall of Fame wall. Mm-hmm. As soon as you exit the elevator.
You have to have 10 years. Yeah, 10 years. There. Yeah. You got to have 10 years of full season coverage.
Okay, how much longer for you, Roy?
I believe 4.
All right.
Huh. First ballot, I would say, for
almost
Roy.
There,
yeah, first ballot.
That's
right.
Are you putting him in prematurely?
Yeah, apparently 6 years prematurely. We're building up the attention. The
4 years.
Four years remaining.
Yeah. Oh, 4 years remaining.
Yes.
Okay.
That was the question that you asked. 4 years remaining.
Yeah, that's like the Baseball Writers Hall of Fame vote. Took me 10 years to get it.
Yeah.
It'll be well earned when you're there. It's going to be well earned.
Oh, I'll be very proud when it happens.
And you should be. And you know it.
How many people are in this Hall of Fame?
I think it's
6 or 7, right?
I know George Richards is up there. I've seen him.
Oh, damn.
Jeff Rimmer.
Who else? Yeah. Oh, Rimmer.
Jeff Rimmer.
What a name.
Bill Lindsay.
I think Mueller. David Mueller might be up there.
Yeah.
David Neal.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, David Neal. Mike Russo, I think, is there.
Yeah, Mike Russo. Yep.
Sam Reynolds, is he there?
I do not believe he
is. No, he's not there. No.
Nope. Goldie? No?
He might be. No.
I don't think he is.
He doesn't cover the team like that. It's for journalists.
Hey, that kind of thing.
Whatever.
He's the play-by-play guy.
So is Jeff Rimmer.
Right. Rimming it. Off the Rim with Jeff Rimmer. Podcast name. See? I'm right there. Off the Rim with Jeff Rimmer.
Do we have That's a rim shot for Greg there?
Sit this one out. I mean, this could go poorly.
Yeah.
Thing popping.
All right.
We have to be more subtle. We have to be.
Probably a good idea not to wear a jersey in the press box, yes.
Yeah, we can all agree on that.
I just don't understand what's happening around here. Our coverage that we have not had video of would have been the best coverage we could have had, which is John Reed on behalf of Meadowlark Media committing a journalism crime so egregious that they kick him out of the box because he doesn't respect the codes of hockey the way Roy could have just told him, don't be a dipshit.
To be fair, Dan, in John's defense, he said it was a very homorific press box, and he wore it out of defiance to kind of
now he's a freedom fighter.
Yeah, you know,
John Reed.
Were there other Vegas night jerseys in there?
Yeah, I'm sure John Reed was there on behalf of the freedom of Metal Arc Media that all can show their fandom and eat free chips in the press box.
He just said, let it be known. If you guys are rooting for your team, well, let it be known then. And he
Where's the video of that? That would have been good video. That would have been not a Vegas hotel room with a hungover Mike Bryant.
What you're saying is we should have sent more people there so someone could have recorded him getting kicked out.
That's right. Where was the videographer?
Well, he was the videographer.
Yeah. Tell you what, Dan.
There's another one.
If John gets kicked out of the party tomorrow or on Thursday night, I'll let you know. I'll be there with a camera to make sure that it's documented.
He's also going to be in Sunrise.
Man, everyone I'm inviting isn't coming.
I came. I'm only here for the party.
Hey!
Where did he come from?
I don't know.
This party is Wednesday night. Who is going to be there? Because we've got dueling parties now as we host in South Florida, the South Florida media in Wynwood. We don't do a lot of this. Is Greg Cody going to come in his boat shoes and his shorts? Who's coming to this evening of watch party fun? You can't lure Greg Cody out of a column. Can't anyone buy Greg Cody? One night, take a night off, party with the Levitard people. Let someone else write the column.
It's tomorrow night, right?
It's tomorrow night.
Yeah. The party? Yeah. I'll be at a Heat game.
Yeah. Well, that's what we're doing. We're watching the Heat game, but I understand you have to be there. We're going to be at Savage Labs in Wynwood. I'll get started around tip-off time. It's a part of our Dollar Shave Club duel.
Interesting.
Pickleball challenge that we did.
Wow.
So, yeah.
That almost reminds me of the party that the Greg Cody Show is hosting. When is that, Christopher? Thursday night, right?
No, you're going to be a meat party.
Metal Arc Media Mixer.
By the way, you can
watch Saturday, right? Saturday
you can
for
watch
Game 4.
Entirety of the Dollar Shave Club duel on our YouTube page, youtube.com/Levitard Show, or just Google Levitard Show YouTube, and it'll take you right there.
He doesn't know where he is, okay? He's delirious.
He's having a party, though.
I'm telling you guys. You guys think I'm fooling around. We are walking him.
Or head to DraftKings.com/DollarShaveClub to see if you cashed out on a prize in the contest.
Your father is working too much, Chris, and I'm worried about his state of delirium because I know I should be because he's not drinking beers for 3 weeks. That changes everything. It changes all of the fuel and the plumbing and everything. He's losing weight, and he comes in here, and every week he's more incompetent and knows where he is less. You're getting him on a train. You're putting him on the train by the wrist. He's saying, he's arguing with you in the street. Don't get my hair wet. You dump him in here. He's tired. He's tired. And it's been a run at the end of what should be retirement where you're dragging your father through the flooded streets for content. Who would do that at the end of a father?
That's right. Defend yourself.
You do it all yourself, man. I can't take credit for you.
Okay.
You are who you are.
You know what? Another couple of weeks, and then we're done this fabulous run. I hope both teams win championships. We're going to have a dual championship parade.
Yeah.
Concurrently, one after the other.
I want to hear more about this party Saturday night. What are you doing? Because there's a Panther game Saturday night.
It's a pregame party, right? It's a Sheets and Giggle joint. And Christopher, you know the details.
Greg Cody, go ahead and sit
it's
in the penalty
Saturday
box for 2 minutes.
The...
Go, Greg, go sit in the penalty box for 2 minutes.
Kachuk's already in there. There's no room.
Just 2 minutes for throwing a party.
Chris, too. Just both of them because you weren't effective in stopping them.
Get out of here, both of you. Go,
father and son.
10-minute misconduct.
Wow.
We're giving those out. I haven't
complained about the train and the weather.
He doesn't know where he is, and I'm really concerned.
He just walked in front of the camera again.
Yeah, he doesn't care.
Billy, we are.
I think he's doing great today.
We're taking advantage of an old man.
Dan,
we're taking advantage. He doesn't know where he is.
I know, but you gave him a 10-minute major.
Misconduct.
Right, and we have the Hard Network out in 2.5 minutes.
I don't
care. Shorten the
it's
penalty.
Too easy.
No, but getting him when he strolls back in.
We're not going to do better than him in the last one where he's making a sound and he's saying, ejaculate the blowhole. That's the best he could do. We should retire it right there. Like when we're trying to be more and more subtle, and we've already sent Amin out for rim job 10
No,
10-minute misconduct.
That wasn't me.
That is a fine.
It is not a fine.
Cody as well.
That's what you were doing. That's what you were doing when he...
No one said that, though.
Not like that.
I never said those words.
That was Cody.
You were in the vicinity.
Oh.
We all are, though.
The dangerous game, Dan.
That's correct.
In the vicinity is generally how those things go down.
Yeah, yeah.
Well, regardless.
Thank you.
Taint it grand.
Greg Cody is now out because I do believe we're taking advantage of an old man. That's what's happening right now. And he's working very hard. Stugatz, my father, who has not had that much beer in his life, was tired of working every day till the end of his life. He's like, I don't want to do that television show with you anymore, boy. Stop dragging me around. I want to go be with your mother. I don't want to work anymore. We're putting him on a train with his son by the hand. Hair not getting wet. Do you not understand? We're ushering him toward journalism's nursing home. Do you not understand? It's hospice. It's newspapers. It's the end of his career. Let a dinosaur roam. Give him a day off, Miami Herald. Get someone else to write. One column.
Why don't you do
Let
it?
Us squeeze the rest of the juice out of this old man.
Miami Herald, give him a night off. Thursday night, Metalog Media Mixer.
No, this is the worst.
Let Greg Cody have
this is the worst.
With Rod Thorne.
Amin's Media Pajama Jammy Jam, Thursday night.
All right. Well, Mike, now
there's a theme.
We've got to figure out how to throw a couple of parties, Mike.
No.
But Amin is doing this with a minute's planning versus what's been in the works for weeks
at
and
Savage
months.
At Savage Labs in Wynwood on Wednesday. That's a real party presented by Dollar Shave Club.
Which Amin says he's not going to be at because he's going to be at the game.
Yeah. He's got to cover the game.
But you guys can all dispense with the journalism and just do the party because it's what you prefer to do anyway.
No. I'm a professional.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.